want to thank you for tuning in bright and early on this Tuesday morning. It is July 9th, and you're dialed into Maximum Radio. We're on Global Time with Jesus Christ, and our theme today is Power to Save and Keep. Of course, we're speaking of His power, not our own. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and your prayer partner. I'm privileged to be for the next 30 minutes or so, and I want to say a great and hearty welcome to all of our partners and friends everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us bright and early. This is a brand new day, and I have so much joy and appreciation for who God is and what He has done and what He is doing. I am just filled with joy today. I trust that you are in the same mood and feeling, and the same atmosphere resides in you right now. Have faith today. All of the challenges that you may face today, you have the victory over every situation and in every situation. So once again, thank you for joining us so early at the beginning of your day. Well, I must share something interesting with you quickly as we go to prayer. Those of you who were tuned in for the last week or so know that I've announced that we will be holding His nations before His throne. And we know that the Father promised the Son all of the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for an inheritance. And we see that clearly in Psalm chapter 2. And so in response to that, we are holding several nations throughout this month for the next 30 days, which began on yesterday, before the Lord, before His throne. We're lifting them up because every nation belongs to Him, every person, every kindred, every tribe. Again, we see that in Revelation chapter 5, that people have been redeemed from every nation, every kindred, and every tribe. And we are agreeing with God. And so during these next 30 days, the Muslim or Islamic nations are celebrating the ninth month on their calendar, which is called Ramadan. And it began at sundown on yesterday and will go until the 7th. Of July, I'm sorry, the 7th of August. So we prayed for Algeria on yesterday, and we lifted up that nation, and we lift up another one of those nations. And the nations that we're focused on are the nations that belong to what is called the Arab League of Nations. It's about 22 or so of those nations, and they're all Islamic. And how many know that God loves all of those persons, all of those nations, and they are His to give, and He's giving those nations to His Son? Well, I instructed that we would be gracious to every Muslim person that we encounter. We'll just have a new attitude. We won't give them funny looks. We won't think of any evil of them. We will just want to have God's heart towards them. And one has to be careful what one says. Yesterday, as I was leaving our home to go to the office, I opened the door to the street outside. The first imagery that comes and appears in front of me is this lady, and who is obviously Islamic, and she's moving along the sidewalk pushing a stroller with a child in it, and she's dressed in complete Islamic attire. You know, she has she appears to be what I would call, or what is called, a Sunni Muslim. Her head covered, and her that she's wearing a long flowing attire. And I said, my God, isn't that interesting? The very first image that appears that I see, very first image. So I said, okay, Aubrey, you're on. Excuse me. You're on. What are you going to do? Excuse me. Given all that God has said to you and what you're saying to others. And of course, I wanted to say, my first impulse was to say good morning. And sometimes, you know, the Arab ladies are instructed or forbidden to speak to men in the street. I've had that happen in the past. So I said, okay, I'll venture. And I said good morning to her. And she responded with a smile, looked in my direction, and said, good morning. And I said, God bless you. And she smiled and kept going. And I thought that was striking because just an hour or so before we were having this conversation on this radio station about how we should meet and greet our Muslim neighbors. And then I went out to take care of some business after getting to the office, and I was very conscious, I was dealing with some Muslim friends, people that I know for a long time. So I shared with them what we're doing, and they were pleased, and it turns out I had more information about Ramadan than some of them did, and that was interesting. But I share that with you to let you know that God has us on the track we are on. It pleases his heart. And if you want to enjoy and enter into unusual blessings at this time, is to take on his heart for those nations, those populations that he's clearly concerned about, because Christ paid the price to purchase all of them. And he is entitled in inheritance to all of the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. So it's a different way of praying, and it takes us to a level of maturity beyond where we may have been. Our outlook may have been our own pain and our own circle of circumstances. Of course, to do what God is asking us to do, we must step out of that small circle to the larger picture, which is God's perspective. So I thank you for participating in that. In addition, we are fasting every day during this period as well. That's one of the things that the Muslims and the Islamic nations are doing. They are fasting in a certain way. Well, I've asked and invited many, and many are responding to fasting from midnight to 6 p.m. the following day. So basically, after midnight, there's no eating until 6 o'clock the following day. And I'm engaging in that. Neighbor, believe me, the blessing is rich, rich and rewarding. And try that. Challenge yourself to that routine and that position, and see what God will do concerning you in your particular situations as you take care of his business. He has your back. Okay, well, that's a brief update on what is going on. And of course, if I sound somewhat excited about it, it's because I am. I truly am. I thank God for giving us this opportunity to do the things that we're doing. Let us pray. Please join me now as we go before the throne. We go humbly, we bow low, knowing that the God we serve is so great. And in our I Am series, where he said, I am that I am, one of the character attributes and one of the powers that our God has and holds, he said, I am your next breath. I am your next breath. Think of it, your next breath is he who allows that, who has power over that. And when we read Psalm 104 and verse 29, the prophet David says, "You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust." Imagine that. That's the kind of power that our God has. He's the only God, the only wise God. Father, we thank you that you've given us light, that we can see these things, we can understand them, and you've given us the courage and ability to be humble before these great truths as we stand in your presence. Even today, we ask you, God, to wipe away with the blood of Jesus Christ all of our sins, all of our trespasses, all of our transgressions. We are undone without you. We are nothing without you. We're just dust. You're our next breath. So we thank you today. We give you praise. We are rejoicing in this day, this ninth day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013. We are rejoicing today. And we thank you collectively and individually. And Father, we depend on you because you desire that we lean on you. You are our strength. You are our next breath. So we thank you today. And Father, we ask that the spirit of prayer would descend upon us even now, to quicken us to the desires of your heart and the things that you want us to utter and articulate in these moments that we have with you. Thank you for this time that we were able to spend with you. Bless all of our callers, all of our listeners, even now. You know their particular situation and circumstances, and we ask you to show yourself strong, show your power for your glory. On behalf of every listener, every live caller, and every one that is listening to our broadcast stream, even now, if there's healing needed, healing in spirit, healing in the soul, healing in the body, we know that by your stripes, we are healed. We know you are the God that heals us. So even now, we're believing you for divine, supernatural healing in a mighty way, for your glory, so that your word is confirmed for us personally. Wherever our listeners are right now, we send the word of healing, total healing for the spirit, the soul, and the body. And if there's anyone that is listening right now, because you have the power to save and to keep, we send the word of salvation right now, to save them not only from sin, but from everything that binds, everything that imprisons, every yoke. Your anointing would destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We send your word across the airwaves, across the oceans, to the far reaches of the earth. We send this powerful word of deliverance and salvation. This word that will keep and preserve, restore, make new in the name of Jesus. In every situation that is broken will be made whole. Every situation that is hopeless, hope would return in a mighty way. Rain hope Rain grace, rain mercy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just want to remind our listeners that if you have a prayer request, you have something burning on your heart, even a praise report, share that with us. Heaven will respond to your prayer request. You must believe. Our God not only listens, but He hears. And for Him, hearing is the same as doing it. Doing exactly what that miracle requires. Doing that miracle that your situation requires. That's why we are gathered here. To alter every atmosphere with the energies that can only come from heaven. To alter every atmosphere, every situation for the glory and the kingdom of God. That's why we gather here. That's why we pray great things, because we believe. We may not see with the natural eye, but we believe through the eye of faith, because we trust the word of God, and we know that God always confirms His word in a mighty way. So feel free to make a request as we pray, as we have this time of prayer in His presence. While we're waiting for those that may make a request, we want to take command over this day, over this season, and we want to ask God to destroy every unrighteous agreement that we may be intentionally or unintentionally a part of. We want to ask His entrance. We want to give Him entrance. We want to shut the door. We want to close the door to the adversary. And we want to open the door to the King of Glory. And who is He? None other than Jesus Christ Himself. Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus Christ, His holy name. And we ask You, Lord, according to John chapter 14 and verse 13 and 14, that You destroy the unrighteous agreements that are coming and have come against us, that have been prayed or even being prayed or will be prayed throughout this day and into tomorrow and the rest of this week. We stand against all of their effects, side effects and stings. We ask You to destroy all demonic spirits that have been sent forth. Bind their works. Those words and prayers that have been uttered against any listener right now are cast right into the abyss where it belongs. Along with all of the words, all of the power of those words and the power of those prayers. So that any pain, darkness, darts, arrows, stings, claws, spears, lies, evil imprints or impressions, false memories, wrong mindsets, we take authority and alter all of those throughout the rest of this day and the days to come. And we alter them in a way, we take authority over them, so that the glory of heaven Yes, Father, your glory will shine through all of the dark clouds of evil, would be dissipating and be removed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We bless your name. I pray that every listener would take that prayer personally. Own it. There's a place of authority and power that you and I are called to walk in. Not only sometimes, but all of the time. Because Christ, the one who is exalted and sits at the right hand of the Father, he rules all of the time. There's not a time that he is away from his position. He's our constant ruler, and he rules over every atmosphere. Hallelujah. Every situation, every circumstance. Feel and receive the energies of heaven as is distributed in your heart, even now. You woke up today with great concerns for this day and for the days to come. Well, I speak peace, 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 as only he can give his peace, in the name of Jesus. His peace. Receive it as it flows over you like rain. Receive it in the inner man, in your soul, in your body right now. And look forward to the rest of this day, friend, with the rain of peace going on all day long. Yes, in the midst of every circumstance, we know that God is God. And so, just wanted to encourage your heart today that you have the victory. Just want to remind you of that. Because God wants to confirm his word. He wants to confirm his word in you. So God will bless us when we come in. We ask him to bless us when we go out, because he promised that in Deuteronomy 28. Because he's wanting to confirm his covenant. Now, God doesn't have a contract with us or we with him. What he has with us and we with him is a covenant. And it's a New Testament covenant in his blood. So he's with us when we go out, when we come in, to bless us in the city, to bless us in the country, to bless our fruit, to bless our seed, to bless our land, to bless our storehouse. He promised to bless and prosper everything we touch. Everything we touch. He'll even cause our enemies to come at us in one direction, but flee from us in seven directions. Because greater is he who is in us. Imagine that. Than he who is in the world. And we can say, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Oh, what a day of confidence. What a day of confidence. Well, we want to take this great opportunity today to pray for another Islamic nation And that nation is Jordan. And even as we pray for that nation, Egypt is on our list of nations because they belong to the League of Arab Nations. And as you know, if you've been following the news these last several days, the country of Egypt is in tremendous turmoil, on the verge of a civil war. Now you may say, well, that country is so far away, you know, it's good to pray for them, but if we didn't, it doesn't matter, because, you know, we're safe here. Well, I can tell you, if Egypt goes into civil war, you will feel it in your pocket. I can promise you that. Because the oil that flows to this nation, our nation, that is changed and processed into gasoline to power our vehicles, it comes through that region. The Suez Canal runs right through Egypt. And since the turmoil has started in Egypt, the price of oil has gone up 7% already. We haven't felt it at the pumps yet, but believe me, it's coming through. It will. So what's happening in Egypt, because our world now is global and small, the ocean is now a pond. We have to be concerned, and that's why we must pray globally, and this is why this program is called Global Time with Jesus Christ. This is no longer my neighborhood or my community or my house. This is global. We're in a global situation. So remember Egypt. We don't want a civil war to break out there, because we'll see tremendous hikes in gas prices. Okay, let's pray for Jordan. It's a population of 5 million, 92% Muslim, 6% Christian. And here's what Isaiah said in chapter 9. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards did more grievously affect her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. Father, we thank you for that nation of Jordan, a nation that you have known because you created it. And Father, even now, we place that and lift up that nation of 5 million, 92% Muslim, 6% Christians, before your throne, and we hold them up, that the light of your sun will shine brightly upon them in the name of Jesus, and that light will penetrate. Now, in the few seconds I have, I want to say a powerful benediction concerning all of our listeners. May God bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Walk with the King today. Walk in authority. Walk in victory. In the name of Jesus. Authority and power is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you. And we love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so
Same
much for
here,
joining.
Same here, Pastor and Sister Liz, Thank and everyone you. That's on the station this morning.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a victorious day in the Lord.
I receive that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.